All right, today's film review is Cruella, starring Emma Stone as Cruella, Emma Thompson as the Baroness, Joel Fry as Jasper, who is one of Cruella's best friends or family members, and Paul Walter Hauser as another one of her friends and family members that she met up with early in her life. I remember the name Cruella from 101 Dalmatians, but I don't remember the movie. I know she was the bad guy in that film. And so right off the bat, you know, going into Cruella, that this is a movie that pits you against your own morals to root for the bad guy to get the win. But if you can kind of set that aside, you also have to set aside the whole idea of the wokeness concepts and things like that. If that kind of stuff bothers you, then you'll never watch this film. And having said that, just to give a quick idea, this movie was definitely worth watching. I found it very entertaining, very good, and having none of those preconceived notions, I thought it was entertaining and I liked it and I would recommend it. So now going into the details of the film, Cruella, when she was very young, about, I don't know, 6-7 years old, her mother went to visit the Baroness to go secure a loan. And during that trip, she ends up falling over a steep cliff and dying. And then Cruella, this is where it gets a little ridiculous. Cruella, the young girl that she is, decides to run away rather than, I don't know, go meet the Baroness and maybe assimilate into the wealthy family. She instead decides to run away and live a life to struggle in life. And she ends up meeting her best friends, Jasper and Horace. They kind of cut through her childhood really quick, and they show her doing, her and the gang doing little thievery tasks, stealing safes, and they have a little dog and it would steal keys and they would, you know, they do little heists. And so that leads up to where she's an adult. And when she's an adult, she does decide that she is interested in fashion. In a twisted way, she starts competing against the Baroness, who's basically the head of the fashion world. And going into the spoiler territory, but cutting through the meat of the program, Cruella finds out a couple of things, that the Baroness was the one who killed her mom by blowing the whistle and having the dogs attack Cruella's mother, and then the mother was her aunt, not the mom. And so the Baroness is her mom. And you don't find that out until late in the film, which was another one of those ridiculous storylines. Skipping over most of the movie, that's kind of what this movie was about, her finding out that she is entitled to the wealth of the Baroness, and so she concocts a plan to oust her, and she is successful. And at the end of the film, she basically is moving into the mansion. So that's what this movie was about, and it was very good. I thought it was entertaining. I liked it, and I just kind of went into it with the mindset that I'm going to enjoy myself. I watched it at the theater in Ontario, which is basically fully open, maybe 50% capacity on the seating. And I was entertained enough to give it 4 stars.